The Lord says, I am coming back. You do not know when I'm coming back. Many have prophesied and said that I'm coming back at this particular time or that particular day, but they have prophesied falsely to you. My word is the only reliable source of knowing when I am coming back. And my word does not contain a day or an hour, but it does contain the signs of my return. And I want you to know that I am coming back. I am returning. But I said in my word that when I return, I'm returning for a bride in all perfection, without spot, without blemish, without wrinkle, a bride that is adorned and living in holiness. So I ask you, are you ready for my return? Are you ready? If I were to return this day, would you be ready? Are you the bride that I'm coming for? Too many who have called upon my name for salvation have chosen to live in a way that they have determined is right, correct, and acceptable. Too many have tried to present to me a way of living, expecting that I would accept and approve of it. And yet, that way of living cannot in any way, shape, or form be confirmed or established by my word. There are many hearing my voice. You have some very difficult decisions to make. Are you going to forsake the world and embrace who I am to you, who you have become in me, and what I have said in my word? What are you going to embrace? The world's standards? Your self-approval of a way of living? Or what I have said in my word? If you have truly accepted me as your Lord and Savior, then the power of my life in you is the power you need to overcome every obstacle, to overcome every enticement of the world, to overcome everything about your own thoughts, your own convictions, your own choices that don't line up with my word. The power of my life in you is the strength you need to live according to the standards in my word. And you have some choices to make. Will you live in a way that my word approves? Or will you continue living in ways that my word condemns? It is your choice. I do not move sovereignly on people and force change. The change must come from you. You must make these decisions. I do not force them. Holiness is not something that I force on those who have called upon my name. Holiness is a lifestyle that comes about as a result of a choice you make concerning your love for me. I am coming back, and my word details the kind of church I am returning to gather unto myself. And so again I ask you, are you ready for my return? If not, today is the day to make yourself ready. Repent and turn away from those things that you should not be doing, ways in which you should not be living. Repent and turn away from those things and embrace the fullness of what I have made available to you. If you do, you will be that pure, spotless bride I'm coming back to receive. So examine yourself this day. Examine your heart. Examine your life. Examine your thoughts. And be sure that everything about you lines up with everything about me and my word. If you do, then that glorious day is coming when you will hear, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I am returning."